This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, welcome to Lay Link here with Basha and Tiana, Joy 94.9. We're so happy to be here tonight. Hi, B.
Hey, T, how are you going? Bit of nasty girls, hey?
Bit of nasty girl.
Wow. We love it. Yeah, do love a nasty girl.
Anaya Day, she rocks my world.
Oh, she's great.
Yeah. So now we've got a lot on tonight's show.
We do.
Would you like to share with our lovely listeners?
We do. Well, we have a special guest in the studio, Sammy from the infamous Dykes on Bikes.
Hello over there.
Hi there, girls. I don't know whether we're that infamous, actually. I think we're quite famous.
All right. Then the very famous Dykes on Bikes.
And speedy ones too.
Mm. So we're going to be talking about the Marriage Equality Rally, and we're going to be talking about do-it-yourself, the good, the bad, and the expensive disasters.
Everybody likes a little bit of DIY. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, we're also going to be having our Melbourne events listing for this weekend.
Yes.
And there's a lot more, so you should stay tuned throughout our show. But if you would like to get in on the conversation and even ask Sammy here some questions about the Dykes on Bikes, please do. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au.
Mm.
It's all simple.
It is pretty simple.
Mm. Now, Basha, you went to something very important.
I did. On Saturday, I went to the Marriage Equality Rally. Mm. I actually bumped into Sammy in front of the Joy Studios.
We did, actually. We did kind of bump into each other, didn't we?
We did.
And then we went for a bit of a walk together.
So there was about 3,000 people there, I reckon.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of... Yeah, it is a lot, considering that it was middle of winter and it was going to rain and it was quite cold.
Now, I heard that some people were going to be getting illegally betrothed.
They did. So we had the rally, you know, there was a lot of great speakers. Doug Pollard spoke.
Doug Pollard.
Yes.
Tip of the hat.
Yes, very good. One of our infamous Joy people. And then we took our little walk and then we went to... the Treasury, where we had the illegal marriage ceremony, which was preceded by Father Greg Reynolds.
Father Greg Reynolds?
Yes.
Good on him.
He's great.
I saw his outfit. I liked it.
Yes, he had the rainbow on his little, I don't know what that's called.
On his little, sash?
It's not a sash. I'm sure it has a more priestly type name, but...
Sort of like a flat scarf or something.
Yeah, but it's part of his his church get-up, so yes.
Mm.
And he was from the Catholic Church.
Maybe somebody could let us know what that lovely piece of fashion is. You can do so by, of course, sending us a text on 0427JOY949. Now, Basha, how many people roughly got married?
Oh, probably 30, I reckon.
Yeah, I think it was about that.
Yeah.
And were they sort of dressed up in, like, marriage gear, you know? Like
somewhere.
Dress, tux...
There were. There was a gorgeous couple in there. There's photos of them everywhere. So they had their little dress and their tux on. But I did have a go at the guy for his dress. His dress was beautiful. But what I had a problem with was he was wearing lesbian shoes.
Lesbian shoes?
Converse.
Right, okay. Yes. Let's pigeonhole the whole community. Why not?
I told him off. I said, how dare you do that? Where are your little pumps? I was in heels. Why can't you be in heels? He said, because it's hard to walk. I said, well, you're not staying true to your roots. So, you know, if you're going to dress as a woman, go the whole hog. But it was all right. But they still looked very cute, and there's photos of them everywhere. They're in the paper and everything, so they're very cute.
Okay.
But yes, it was a nice ceremony, but interestingly... the demographic, I must say, in the past few years has changed drastically. It's a lot younger. There are people in their, I'd say, late teens, early 20s now rallying. And the people who are in their 30s who are probably ready to get married were not there.
Hmm. Maybe that's because they've gotten sick of waiting.
I don't know, because, Sammy, we were talking about this, about the fact that people we know who are wanting to get married were not there. Yeah, we were. What's that?
And I don't want to get married. How about you? It's not on my plans.
Well, I would like to get married someday, but I don't have anyone to marry. So, yes, no, it's not on my immediate plan.
Hear that, ladies.
So, I'm not selling myself here.
Yeah, right.
But, these people that we know, that they were not there. They were not there as support. I don't understand this.
I think it's hard. I think when you've been in this situation where you've probably wanted to get married for a long, long time And I think eventually you kind of it's like it's never going to happen. I turn up to rally after rally after rally, and nothing seems to change. I think it's hard for people after a long, long, long time. They kind of find it hard to sustain the interest in it. I think for younger people, it's maybe a little bit newer, and it's easier to feel like you're going to be able to make a change. I think as you get older, it's harder.
I guess I can see that. What I'm seeing though is that we are so close. We've got bills in both, you know, House of Representatives, Senate. We are so close. We just have to keep that momentum going, and we have to put pressure not only on the Labor Party but the Liberal Party. Abbott has to start allowing a conscience vote.
I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there who are getting disheartened by the ongoing feud that we're having in our country, but I don't really think it's an excuse for a lot of people to just stay home on the couch. I mean, it is winter, but...
Were you there?
I was staying at home on the couch.
Ah, see? So, yes, you've just answered your own question.
Yeah, well, the other thing is I'm not 30, so you'll have to fly that flag.
That has nothing to do with it. You may want to get married at some point.
No, never. Never.
Really?
Never.
That's interesting.
It's funny. I just said never, and I've said never before, but, you know, things change.
Yes, never say never.
Yeah.
You don't know what will happen.
I do know what will happen sometime around next year. Anyway, so now...
What?
Of course, later on in the show, you should stay tuned because we are going to be talking to Sammy here about Dykes on Bikes. We've got the DIY, the good, the bad and the expensive disasters and the events listing for this weekend. You're with Basha Tian, our lovely guest Sammy from Dykes on Bikes, and you're listening to Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We've got a great guest in our studio tonight, Sammy from Dykes on Bikes.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here, I must say.
Now, tonight, you know, we were talking just before the break on Marriage Equality Rally that happened in Melbourne this weekend and all over the world.
Australia.
Australia is my world.
Okay, sorry.
You see where I'm coming from?
All right.
Now, we were talking about that, and later on we're going to be talking about the DIY disasters, good, bad, all over the place, and the events listing towards the end of the show, so you should stay tuned. If you'd like to get in on the conversation and even ask Sammy here a question about Dykes on Bikes, please do. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, over to you, Basha.
Well, I wanted to first look at the history of Dykes on Bikes. Yeah, so as usual, I've done some lovely research. So here we go. In 1976, a small group of 20 to 25 women motorcyclists gathered at the head of the San Francisco Pride Parade, and unbeknownst to them, a tradition began. One of these women coined the phrase Dykes on Bikes, and the San Francisco Chronicle picked up and ran with it. For the next several years, riders just showed up and rode. No formal organization or registration. It was that way for several years until the mid-80s, where they decided that then they were going to register. And then, yeah, so that's what they did. So all the parades now have the Dykes on Bikes leading them all over the world. It's brilliant.
One of the cool things about leading the pride marches all around the world, and I participated in the ones in Melbourne, and in fact some of us are going up to Brisbane in September to participate up there, but when you start the engines, it's like lighting this huge firecracker, and it's this loud roaring noise and the vibrations of the motorcycles, and there's all of us, you know, making this roaring noise. And there's a metaphor of we're there to scare away the evil spirits, to clear the way for the rest of the people who are marching in the parade.
I like that metaphor.
And, I really like that too.
You know, we are, you know, women and lesbians in particular are well known for being very caring about other people. So we're making sure it's okay for everybody else. It's.
I don't think I'd get in front of the Dykes on Bikes.
No, I wouldn't either.
Behind,
might get behind them, yeah, but not in front. No.
No, we won't let anybody get in front of us.
I don't think they would. I don't even think like the police are even probably testing some of the ladies.
Well, you know, I don't know whether I should share with everybody that we're actually not all that scary at all. We maybe just look a little bit scary, but we're actually quite a nice.
I think it's
nice,
all the chrome and leather.
It is, because I met some of them on Saturday, and they seemed like quite lovely, nice ladies. They were friendly. They were smiling. They were, you know, eloquent. They were great people. They were brilliant. And I think it's when you just hear that You know, like I remember when we were at the parade, Mardi Gras, and you just heard the bikes. You knew, and you just watched the energy levels pick up as that sound travelled along, and people just knew, okay, the parade's starting because you can hear the dykes on bikes. And you just waited for it, and you just waited for this roar of these engines go past, and you could feel it. You could feel it vibrating in your chest that was that loud. It was great.
You know, at this year's Pride March in St Kilda, when we were riding along, we'd stop every so often and we'd sit there and we'd rev our engines and the crowds would start to roar and we'd get everybody into it. Well, I actually was a bit naughty. I'm going to make a bit of a confession here. I got right outside the Joy 94.9 outside broadcast booth, and I'm not actually sure who was actually commentating at the time, but I could overhear this, and the dykes on bikes have just stopped in front of our outside broadcast booth. And at that point in time was when I revved my motorcycle engine quite loudly, and the broadcast had to stop for about 15 seconds whilst the roar of my engine completely sounded out any possibility for whoever was commentating to say anything. So it's kind of like, you know, there's this kind of feeling of power and control, and you can influence, and, you know, everybody gets off. Everyone's cheering us as we're going along. It's such a great feeling. It's really hard to describe what a nice feeling it is to have all those people. And was it about 12,000 people, I think, in St Kilda, something like that this year? And
there was a lot there.
There was a lot. And, you know, they're like 6 or 12 deep. And you've got cheers and smiles and jumping up and down all the way down Fitzroy Street. It's just one of the most amazing experiences you can actually ever have.
So are the dykes and bikes open to everyone?
No.
Do you have to have a bike?
Would you like me to qualify that? Generally, you know, we're looking for people who identify as a woman and are a lesbian. That's the first criteria. You don't have to own a motorcycle. We'd expect the people are interested in motorcycles, but we have an associate membership for people that don't have motorcycle licenses. Our events and stuff are not all revolving around motorcycles. We do a lot of other different events, particularly at this time of year when it's a little bit cold and wet. We do quite a lot of things that don't necessarily involve actually getting on a motorcycle and riding together. So it's a much more social club than just riding. But obviously motorcycles is at our core. And I think that in the 1970s, motorcycles were a bit of a protest against the middle class and conforming to society's norms and those kinds of things. I think it's different now, but I still think there's a little bit of that rebel elements of anyone that rides a motorcycle, let alone a woman that rides a motorcycle, let alone a lesbian woman that rides a motorcycle.
And are bi women allowed?
I don't know the answer to that one. I don't know.
Because I know in the San Francisco, I'm reading here in the San Francisco chapter, you know, they're sort of saying that their mission statement is all about empowering, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender and women in the community, and empowering them and giving them a reach, you know, through pride and education.
Okay, so San Francisco is where Dykes on Bikes started. And in fact, I've never quite figured out the exact correct names of this, but you'll find that San Francisco actually has a name called the Women's Motorcycle Contingent. And that was actually more about encouraging women in general, any women, no matter what their sexual orientation or any other elements about them. In fact, they tried to call themselves that rather than call themselves Dykes on Bikes, because the dykes kind of restricted a little bit about, you know, the number of sorts of members that they can actually be. But every chapter, and, you know, we're Dykes on Bikes Melbourne, has its own constitution and rules. And I'm not coming back to your original question, I actually don't know the answer to
that's
that.
That's all right.
Because to my knowledge, we're lesbians, and I don't know if we have any bisexual members as well. But, you know, it was certainly one of the questions that I was asked when I went on my first ride with the club. It was, you know, what's your sexual orientation? And I know that we've had, you know, someone come for a ride. We invite, you know, people are interested and they'll come for a ride with us. And it's one of the questions. And, you know, we have had someone come along and said, no, I'm actually heterosexual. And we said, well, we're sorry, you can't become a member of the club.
But they're allowed to ride with you.
They can't become a member of the club.
No, so, but they can, if they wanted to participate in events, are they?
Depends on the events, but generally the events are, you know, we tend to have the events of really just primarily members of the club.
Just heading back to the information about San Francisco, I mean, you know, this, of course, was the first group that jumped in with the Pride parades.
Yeah.
And now you guys do this in Melbourne and Sydney and all over the world. It seems that a lot of parades are headed by the Dykes on Bikes.
It is, actually. The research has proven that all parades start with Dykes on Bikes.
I don't know of any parades that don't start with Dykes on Bikes. Mm.
San Francisco, Paris, Tokyo, Toronto, Melbourne, Sydney. They all are started with the Dykes on Bike. So, yes, it's such a thing that they're everywhere. It's brilliant.
I mean, you know, I think that Dykes on Bikes is an icon of the gay community. I find it quite interesting when I talk to people who are members of our community but aren't members of Dykes on Bikes. I think there's an interesting fascination about us because we've been around for a long and we've shown this leadership position. Women struggle in a patriarchal sort of society to demonstrate leadership, and I think that Dykes on Bikes have actually done that for lesbians and us and women as well, of course.
Well, yeah, it's sending a very powerful message that these women are, you know, very strong, believe in themselves and in what they stand for, and I think it's a good role model. It's showing these empowered, strong women right at the head, right at the helm of these events, saying, look, we're here. Accept us, and yeah, you can't miss us because you can't not hear us.
That's right, and you better not try and get in front of us in the Pride March.
Exactly.
So just a couple of quick questions. Would you say that the club is open to all different bikes and all different levels of ability in riding them?
That's one of the things that we try to emphasise. It's very important. We have all age groups. I think our youngest member is 19 or maybe 20 years old. I won't say how old our oldest member is. I don't know how old our oldest member is, but whoever it is will probably be really angry with me if I said how old she was.
Probably.
But we have some people that are, you know,
in their senior years, let's say.
You know, I know that we've got one of our riders has been riding for like 35 or 37 years or something like that.
Okay.
I think she described herself as the only motorcycle riding woman in Queensland in the 1970s, I think, when she was telling me a bit of a joke once. And in fact, it wouldn't have been too far from the truth. There certainly wouldn't have been a lot of women riding motorcycles in the 1970s in Queensland. So we have all age groups. We have a lot of riders who are on L plates. We have riders on Harley Davidsons, every brand and shape and size of motorcycle that you can think of. So
what do you ride?
What do I ride? I ride a sports bike. It's a Suzuki GSXR 1000, and I'm getting some funny looks across the table as to what on earth does that mean. But I'm sure there's plenty of our listeners know exactly what that actually is. So
Nat, our producer here, knows what that is.
You know, and we really do have we. You know, it's really our two criteria. The only thing that matters is that, you know, you're identify as a woman and you're a lesbian, and I suppose you're interested in a motorcycle is all that we're really looking for. And what sort of motorcycle doesn't really matter that much. We're not like a men's motorcycle club where there's a lot of talk about pistons and valves and petrol and oil and, you know, tire pressures and, you know, all of those. We just don't talk about that sort of stuff. We love getting on our motorcycles and riding them, but we actually are quite happy to delegate the looking after the mechanical elements of our motorcycles to someone else. And in fact, we've actually got one of our members as a mechanic and she looks after a lot of our motorcycles for us.
Gosh.
So.
All right. Well, we are going to be back shortly to talk to you a little bit more about Dykes on Bikes. I want to hear some of your personal experiences and also why you joined the Dykes on Bikes. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, please do send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email at onair@joy.org.au. You're with Basha and Tiana, our very best, very, very special guest. Sammy is in the studio tonight. And you are on Joy. Welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tiana and Joy 94.9 and our lovely studio in the guest tonight, Sammy from the Dykes on Bikes. We've been talking all about marriage equality rally that happened in Melbourne this past weekend, and we've also been talking to Sammy about the Dykes on Bikes. And now I want to hear a little bit about your personal experiences. How you going over there?
I'm good. I'm listening.
Basha, take it away.
Yes, I was looking at the Dykes on Bikes Melbourne website. So So if you want to go have a look, it's www.dykesonbikes.org.au.
Oh, hang on. It's Dykes on Bikes Melbourne.
Sorry, I forgot the Melbourne. See, I got so excited that I just forgot that we're in Melbourne. But yes,
just Google it, people.
Just Google it, people.
So it's dykesonbikesmelbourne.org.au.
And yes, you have a lot of stuff in here, but it says that bikes of all sizes and riders are all welcome. And that you do a buddy system so that the new inexperienced riders ride with a more experienced person.
That's right. So I think I talked about motorcycles. I forgot about scooters. So scooters are also any sort of...
We got a message before, the scooter, and they mentioned something else, but I don't know what that other thing was. What was that thing? It started with a P, I think you said.
Yes, a pillion.
A pillion. What is a pillion?
What is a pillion? A pillion is another name for a passenger.
Oh, okay.
So we have quite a few. We have some members of the club that don't have licenses, but their partner has a motorcycle license. So the pillions, which is a motorcycling sort of term that you're giggling at, and
because my lovely co-host and our producer are looking at each other, going, yes, they're going to get a bike.
Oh, which one's going to get the license? But you can both of us.
I believe the co-host.
Both of us.
But you can both become members. One's an associate member, and the other one's a full member.
Oh, there you go.
Associate yarn. Mm. I like that.
You'll be a pillion. I like that word.
It's good, isn't it?
It's a cool word.
We're learning so much.
We are.
As I said, I want to know a little bit more about your personal experiences. When and why did you join the Dykes on Bikes?
Gee, I've only been a member since the beginning of this year. I've been riding for a long time. I won't tell you how long because then that will give away my age.
We never divulge a lady's age on this program.
That's right. But look, I was just looking for some mates to ride with, and for some reason, I just thought, oh, Dykes on Bikes. I guess the other reason that I thought that Dykes on Bikes would be worth joining was because of the opportunity to ride in Pride marches, which I wanted to do. So what I didn't realise was all the other things that you would get out of the club. I was looking for some people to ride a motorcycle with and go riding with, so I didn't have to ride by myself. I didn't realise it was actually going to be this warm social club that, in fact, does a whole lot of other activities and events with each other that don't necessarily involve motorcycles at all.
Yeah, you're not really sort of when I was looking at the website, they're not really petrol heads, you know, they're doing wine tasting and ice skating and
you know, tomorrow morning, one of our we've hired a bus and we're doing a tour of the Yarra Valley, and we're going to go taste wine and eat some food and go and have fun together for the whole day. You know, no motorcycles are permitted.
Well, I was going to say, if you're in a bus, it could be difficult.
Well, yes.
So is that tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Right.
And, you know, last weekend we went ice skating.
I did see there because the Lesbian Social Fun Club was there, and we bumped into the Dykes on Bikes.
We did bump into each other. Wasn't that a funny coincidence?
It was.
That these two women's groups would organised to go to the same place on the same night.
I love it when bunches of ladies all come together.
It's always happy. But I was very interested to see, actually, that yourself included, that you're not very stereotypical Dykes on Bikes. When I think of the Dykes on Bikes, I have a certain image in my head of these rather, I'd say, solid women with tattoos and short hair and quite gruff and scary looking. But looking at yourself and even some of the other members that were there, they did not fit this stereotype.
Are you saying that I'm meek and mild?
Yes, I am, actually. You're a pussycat.
Yeah, I'm a pussycat. Look, I think that, you know, we are a diverse group of women that have some things in common, some interests in common. But, you know, whilst there are some of our members that perhaps say somewhat like what you're mentioning, I think that we're actually quite diverse. And I don't want to use labels, but some of us have got long hair, and some of us are you know, we have different body mass indexes, and some of us have got tattoos and some of us don't, and some of us have got piercings and some of us don't. I like wearing a dress every so often. I like my jeans, but I like my dresses as well. I like getting dressed up. Some of our members don't. I think there's actually quite a lot of diversity, and I think that's one of the misconceptions that people have got. When you put a motorcycle helmet on and you've got this that hides the way you look, and you put all this leather gear on and it's quite heavy, and you've got this big, you know, little loud motorcycle or whatever it happens to be, there's this misconception that we are of a certain type, and we're not at all. So there's actually quite a lot of diversity in our look. for sure.
So there you go, ladies. So if you're into diverse and into bikes, there you go. Come and join the Dykes.
Look, we are talking to Sammy from the Dykes on Bikes tonight on Leylink with Basha and Tian. You're on Joy. Welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Now, we are having a huge night of it in here talking with our lovely guest, Sammy, from the Dykes on Bikes. Hello over there, Sammy.
Thank you.
You've been giving us so much information.
You have.
I could talk for hours longer, you know.
Well, unfortunately, we've only got until midnight.
Exactly.
You can head over to joy.org.au, find our program page and link up with us on social media, and we will keep you in the know with events around Melbourne.
And next year, some of us are going to San Francisco and riding over there. So we get in, not just our own rides, but we get involved with what other people are doing as well.
So with San Francisco, like, you know, with the Elvis Presley fans, they go to Graceland because that's like their homeland. So is it for the Dykes on Bikes, do you have to go to, is this like your Graceland to go to San Francisco and ride in San Francisco Pride?
Is it like a little bit like Mecca when you have to, you know,
exactly.
you have to go once in your life?
Yeah, is this it?
I think it could be. You know, it's where Dykes on Bikes was born. And I think that San Francisco has been such an important part of the whole gay and lesbian world that I think that's kind of something that all of us would like to venture to at least once in our lives.
Well, that's great. So we all know where the ladies will be, so we will post a link on our website so you can have a look and find them and seek them out and join them. Now we're going to be talking about DIY disasters. I should say disasters. Tian, you bought a book, didn't you?
I bought a book.
And I knew when you bought this book, I just cringed. Tell us the name of the book.
It's called DIY Know How Show How. I bought it as a gift. It's very interesting because on the weekend, Basha, I decided that I would change the taps in my bathroom.
I saw you sending me pictures going, help.
Yeah, I really needed a lot of help.
You were sending them to the wrong person. You do realise that.
I sent them to my dad and he was very helpful.
Okay, good. I was going to say.
I did eventually sort it out, but I think my main issue was that I kind of stuffed one of the screws because I forgot that...
The washer?
Here's something you don't know about me. I do not know my left from my right. And when they say lefty, loosey, righty, tidy... I got it the other way around because I don't know my left from my right. So I was actually doing it up and I nearly killed our shower taps. But yeah, it's all ended well. They're on now and they're very shiny and new and great. But, you know, I was just curious to know if anyone else had any DIY disasters. It's not the first time.
I don't, because I don't actually ever do anything. I believe that there are people in the community whose job it is to do these kind of things, and it's a matter of selecting them.
Yes,
and
lesbians.
I like to keep people employed. So therefore, when I'm going to do something around my home, I find someone who will do it and happily pay them. So I won't do this. But the only DIY disaster I had was when I was leaving my apartment in Germany. I had to paint it. Now, I didn't want to paint it, so I grabbed one of the guys at work and said, here, I'll give you $50. Here's paint my apartment for me. And he did, but unfortunately he ran out of paint, so he started to thin it down with water. And so the corners looked a bit odd. So when I had my inspection, I'd taken all the light globes out of the apartment and I closed all the curtains so that they wouldn't see that the corners were slightly off colour.
Terrible.
But I got my full deposit back, so it was okay.
Oh, my gosh. You're a shocker.
I know. Well, he could have told me earlier when the stores were open. I could have bought him some more paint, but he told me after he'd finished because I walked into the apartment and went, do the corners look a bit darker? He's like, oh, I ran out of paint.
Look, it is 6 minutes to midnight. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Leylink on Joy. We have had the lovely Sammy in the studio this evening with us.
Thank you, Sammy.
From the Dykes on Bikes.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope that if anyone's interested in joining us, we've mentioned the website enough times, but please look at the website and come to one of our meetings or get in touch with us, and we'd love to have some new members come and join us.
We even look up the history of the Dykes on Bikes because it's quite fascinating.
It is.
It's really interesting stuff. Look, it has been a very interesting show tonight, learning a lot.
Yes, and we've got a few messages. So Mouse is just saying that she had to say hello while she got out of the rain to get her phone out. So her hello was a bit delayed. And we have another message saying that they love the Dykes on Bikes. So there we go. Thank you, ladies.
If you do want to jump into the conversation, you've got 5 minutes to do so. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 and you can even email at onair@joy.org.au. Link up with us on social media at joy.org.au today. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian. Home stretch.
That's been a quick hour.
It has been a very quick hour.
Very interesting. Thank you, Sammy, for the lovely insights into the Dykes on Bikes.
Thank you for having me here tonight.
I feel like we have learnt quite a lot about the Dykes on Bikes tonight, but I'm keen to learn more, so I will be heading over to that website. What was it again?
www.dykesonbikesmelbourne.org.au.
See, even you get once to get it wrong.
I'm not the only one.
It has been a very big show tonight. We're very, very happy that we got to be here.
And Ben put some lovely photos on our website from his theatre album, so go have a look at our website and check those out.
And all of the events.
And all of the events, of course, but I just wanted to see the lovely photos of Ben. He's just so cute.
He is cute.
We do love him. Gonna eat him with a spoon. Well, this is the end of our show.
That is the end of our show.
So good night. Sleep tight.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.